Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources veterinarian Julie Langenberg is attending the conference in Denver. Speaking on a Wisconsin Public Radio talk show yesterday, Langenberg said researchers presenting papers there on the potential for the disease to jump from deer to cows are somewhat reassuring.
They have done testing, intensive testing of, hundreds of cattle that share rangeland with deer and elk, affected, CWD-affected deer and elk populations out west, and looked at the brains of those cattle and screened them for the disease. And they have yet, after looking at hundreds of animals, they have not been able to find the disease in those cows.
She says 3 of 13 cows in one experiment did come down with a fatal prion disease, but in that case, scientists actually injected the prion from an infected deer into the cow's brains. On the question of whether humans can contract the disease from eating venison, Langenberg says while there are ongoing laboratory studies, there is still no solid evidence that the prion can jump that species boundary, as it did with the related mad cow disease in Britain. She hopes testing the DNR will do this year during the hunting season will help reassure hunters that the deer they kill are safe to eat.
So that hunters, perhaps, if they chose to, could put their meat in the freezer, listen to those results, and decide on their own if they feel that that kind of statistically valid sampling makes them feel comfortable that the disease is not where they've harvested their deer.
The state plans to test as many as 50,000 deer across the state this year, but test results could take as long as 6 months to complete. So hunters may have to wait a long time to decide whether or not to take their venison out of the freezer and eat it or discard it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.